You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
This is Arnold Edwards, CEO of Aldo Southern Ultra Ice Cream. We are changing the world one ice cream at a time.
Boom!
Yeah, awesome!
You rocked that!
Way to go, Hunter. Why don't you bring a little something extra ice cream to your next event and find out how they are changing the world one ice cream at a time. All you have to do is give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com. Be sure to follow A Little Something Extra Ice Cream on Facebook and Instagram.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As we recognize difference makers, we share stories to encourage and inspire. And thanks again to my cousin Amanda Kelly. She connected me with Sarah Brown. And Sarah needs our help right now. This is something that we can all make a difference in someone's life through the show. We can find opportunities. And Sarah is another one that needs our help. And hopefully you'll find a way to support Sarah during this time. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sarah Brown.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, Sarah. And again, I appreciate my cousin connecting me with you so that we can try to help through this show. We have a lot of people who follow the show who are looking for ways to make a difference. It's a great effort that people can hear your story and then they can decide, well, I want to find a way to help Sarah.
Yeah, I'm very blessed that this has come my way. So I appreciate everything.
So Sarah, if you would just share with listeners your story, what you want people to know
right now about your situation?
Well, for the last 10 years, I've had problems with pancreatitis. Started it back in January of 2012. I came home from work like any ordinary day and then got the most excruciating pain of my life. and it was determined I had pancreatitis. And then I went almost 5 years. And then I had it again in the end of 2016. And then over the next 5 years, I had 14 more pancreatic attacks. So my acute pancreatitis turned into chronic pancreatitis over those 10 years. Long story short, in July, this past July, I had what's called a pancreatectomy with auto islet transplantation, which basically means they took out my pancreas and my spleen. They liquefied my pancreas and extracted the cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. Because if you don't have a pancreas, your body doesn't produce insulin. Then they transplanted those cells into my liver, where they will function and produce the insulin over time, which is crazy that your body can do this.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't even know about it until, I think, in April. I was talking to a surgeon, and she was like, well, I recommend you have this procedure instead. And she was telling us about it, and we went and saw that surgeon, and it was just like, you can do this? Your body can do this? And the more, I mean, you have to have a lot of tests and things like that to determine if your body is capable of basically living without your pancreas. Because I'm diabetic hopefully just for a little bit, 6 months to a year, I'm insulin dependent, but hopefully... Right now, my body will produce those islet cells that will produce my insulin. So hopefully long term, I will be able to live a normal life and eat whatever I want to eat. And this has completely changed my life and my quality of life. So it was a procedure that we felt like, my family and I felt like I needed to do. Or I was just going to continue in this mental and physical hardship,
Yes.
It's been a long 10 years, let me put it that way.
What's a day like for you right now, Sarah?
I'm still healing from my surgery because it's not you can't just go laparoscopic. You're cut open and everything. Your body is, it's a long thing to heal from. So I get up about 7, check my blood, make sure that's good, eat some breakfast, take my pain pills, and I stay home with my parents pretty much all day. If I do a lot, I get more pain, and then I have to go rest. I'm not 100%, and that's unexpected at 2.5 months. And I'm ready to be back for normal life and be able to take, I have a son, 14-year-old son, and to be able to be a mom to him again, because he was 3 when this started, so he only really knows a sick mom. And that kind of blows my mind when I think about it, And so I'm ready to get back to a normal life, I guess, get a job and provide for my child is a big thing, and for myself. Future, I'm going to be on enzymes that I have to take for the rest of my life. That now I don't have a pancreas, I don't produce those enzymes. It's just every day is getting better. And
how has he handled that as a 14-year-old moving into the teen realm?
Surprisingly well. He ended up starting public school last year, like a charter academy here locally, and I used to homeschool him. And then I got separated from my husband and divorced and could no longer be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool him. So he went back to school, and he's done surprisingly very well. Like, I'm amazed at how well he has done and adapted to this. And he's like, he texts me all the time, Mom, just making sure you're okay. you know, and he's my little man, and he's done very well going into the teenage years. I'm very proud and surprised and lucky that he's doing as well as I hope. He understands, you know, what's going on. Like I said, that's all he knows. So he's ready to have a mom back 100% and whatnot. So, yeah.
And that's what we want for him, too, and we want you to be able to do the things that you want to do to have normalcy in your life, because I know that that can be, as you mentioned, a mental strain as well as a physical strain. I can't imagine maybe some of the bouts that you go through with depression and anxiety or things that have an adverse effect when it comes to the mental challenges to have health issues like this.
Absolutely. You nailed that. Yes, anxiety, depression, stress, it's all there. You know, I was terrified when they were like, I think you need to do this surgery. I was like, that's scary. That's a big, big surgery. And I've never been through anything like that as far as a major operation before and a life-changing thing. But after talking to my family and everything, they're like, I know it's stressful now, but once this is over, you'll look back and you'll think, I did that. I got through this. I challenge that stress and anxiety, and I wouldn't regret any of it. I don't regret anything that I've been through as far as having to have that surgery. But yeah, you would wake up, you say, David, day I'm going to have another attack, or you feel like a loose cannon, like when am I going to explode again, kind of type of thing. And the stress of that alone is, you start getting on with your life and like, good, I'm getting somewhere, and then this happens again and you're like, oh. So yeah, stress and anxiety has been a big thing for me, and just worrying about my son and then my health. And like I said, I got divorced during the whole pandemic thing, and so yeah, I'm very blessed that Amanda has connected me with you, and I'm very blessed to know Amanda Kelly in my life.
She's a great lady.
She is. She's a second mom to me growing up. Aww. Her boys are my brothers from another mother, we say.
That is so awesome. Well, yeah, and you mentioned it. You alluded to support from your family, and there are a lot of people who have depression and anxiety, and they may be facing something like a major surgery, and it takes that support to say, okay, Sarah, let's focus on what can happen, the positives from doing this. And that sounds like that's exactly what it took for you to make that major decision to have the surgery.
Yeah. I started last November. I had a procedure done, and after that, I was just staying at my parents' house just to, kind of be monitored and stuff like that. Well, it turned into a year almost that I've been staying there, and I'm very fortunate that my family is behind me 100%. And if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. I was ready to give up at some point, and my dad's like, nope, we're doing this. He put his hands on me. I know he said a prayer because I could feel it, even though he didn't say it out loud. And they have gotten me through this 100%. But yeah, if I had to do it by myself, it would have been completely different. And, I'm a daddy's girl 100%. And he has definitely been my backbone in this. And, during those stressful times, he's the one that's calmed me down or, said, you can do this. Or, trust me, you'll feel better, but this is where you're at right now, so.
What can my listeners do for you, Sarah? What can they do to help right now?
I'm overwhelmed right now, honestly. Just financial support. We're doing a GoFundMe. Amanda's opening a GoFundMe for me. And anything can help. I've got, my surgery alone was over $100,000, but thankfully insurance has paid the majority of that. But my medicine that I'm on for the rest of my life is $5,000 a month. Just trying to get back on my feet with my son. I can't work. I haven't been able to work in the last year. And the anxiety of not being able to provide for my son and move back home. You know, that's my goal, to get back on my own and support my family, my son, and just my continued process and doctor's appointments and things like that. So I'm blessed to just any kind of support, whether it's sharing the GoFundMe or praying for me or donating, you know. That's the main thing. I'm trying to get back on my feet. And I'm not usually the one to ask for help. So this is kind of a big deal for me.
I understand. It's not easy. So. It's not easy to ask for help. But like Billy Dean told me the other day, he's a singer. I don't know if you remember Billy Dean, but he said, once you can maybe take away some of your pride a little bit and ask for help, that doors start to open. And I hope that's exactly what happens, because I know a lot of us don't want to ask for help when we need it, but you certainly do need it right now. And since Amanda has set up the GoFundMe, or setting up a GoFundMe, we want to help. Do you happen to know what the GoFundMe is or where people can find it?
I don't. I know she's working on it right now. Okay. I sent her a bunch of information. I said, here, maybe do what you want with this, you know.
Yes.
How you want to do this, because she's going to write it up for me. But I know she's working on that probably as we speak.
So what we'll do, Sarah, is once that's done, then we'll share that on the Mark White Show page, and then other ways that we can get the word out, we'll add that GoFundMe so that people can contribute financially. Right now, obviously, people can pray for you. People who are close to you can reach out and let you know that they're there to support you during this time. I know that means a lot to you as well.
It does. It means a whole lot.
Well, you have the Mark White Show in your corner too, Sarah, and just know that I'm here to help, and we're going to stay in touch along with my cousin Amanda to stay in touch about what's happening with the GoFundMe and how people can help continuing to move forward and helping your son and helping you to get back to normal.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be taking you to Birdie Thornton in Athens, Alabama to talk to the Deffenbaugh family, as we have a very special gift that was given to Mr. Luke by his sister, Nora. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, This will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin. $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm coming to you from Bertie Thornton Center in Athens, Alabama, with the Deaf and Ball family. I have Charlie, Nora, and Laura. Nora has done something very special in honor of her brother Luke. I'm really excited about this because she decided for her birthday that she was going to honor him and his battle right now. The Deaf and Ball family's with me, and I would like to welcome Laura to the show. Welcome, Laura.
Welcome.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Y'all all smiling. I've got my puppy on my shoulders. She is here with me. I've got Abby, my mascot for the Mark White Show. Nora has had a chance to pet on Abby a little bit. Laura, if you would, share Luke's story and what we are facing here with his situation.
So Luke is 2.5. He'll be 3 in January, and he has some developmental delays. He's currently in therapies 4 times a week, once a week with Stacy Givens. We are in the process of going to South Alabama in February to have a full developmental screen to see if there could potentially be a diagnosis related to his delays.
And so Stacy Givens is Make-A-Way Foundation. That's been a real good effort for those who are living with autism.
Yes.
What did you know about Stacy prior to Luke?
So we knew Stacy because my daughter takes dance at Kelly's Studio of Dance in Athens, and Stacy helps with classes there. So we met her through that, and I knew of her foundation and what she does. So when Luke was around 18 or 20 months old, when I first started feeling like he had some delays, I took Luke to Stacy because I trusted her and her opinion. And from there, she has directed me as far as therapy and what he needs and the best therapist to use. She's just really been a good resource to have through this process. She has a lot of knowledge, and she's helped a lot.
You could end up feeling really lost in this situation if you don't have a person like Stacy in your life, right?
Yes, yes, 100%.
I know Stacy personally and know the good work she does when it comes to sensory issues. Of course, she's put sensory rooms in schools around the city of Athens and then also moving into Limestone County and doing a great work there is the sensory rooms for young people who need to have that little break. And those sensory rooms are great for that. So I know through Make-A-Way Foundation, she's done an incredible job working on that.
Yes, she's incredible.
So here we come to a birthday. And it's Nora's birthday. And Nora decides that she wants to do something special for her brother. Now, Sunday's your birthday, and you decided that you wanted to help your brother instead of getting presents. Why did you decide that?
I wanted to help my brother and any other kids that have special needs.
Presents are pretty important for your birthday, right? I mean, that's something special to give up your presents.
Because it will help him, and not just him, any other kids that have special needs.
Do you know how much money was raised through the fundraiser that you set up?
Around $2,000.
That's a lot of money. What is it going to do? What's the $2,000 going to do, Dad?
It'll just go to Stacy's Make-A-Way Foundation just to help them, whichever way they want to use it, you know, to help the foundation.
Has Stacy told you what $2,000 can do for the foundation and put it in terms where you understand this is what it can help with?
I've talked to her briefly about it. She hasn't been able to talk to Nora yet about it, I don't think. But she said it could do a lot of things. She said they have special events for kids with special needs, and it could help with something like that. She said they're currently working with the sheriff's department and police to maybe have decals on the cars of individuals with special needs. So if there were an accident or somebody was pulled over, they may approach that situation with differently or with caution to help that out. So she said she just has a lot of ideas. There's a lot of things in work with her foundation.
And we just know right now that Luke is differently abled. There's a challenge there that you have yet to figure out.
Exactly. Yes. He's just a little delayed. There's no specific diagnosis yet, but we just know he needs the extra support.
And you feel like the medical team is listening to you when you say there's something going on here.
Oh, yes. We are very fortunate. He has a wonderful pediatrician that has supported us through the entire process.
That's great. It's great to have those resources. As you mentioned, Stacy's a resource. You have a medical team that's being a great resource to you listening, because that's really important. When you're a mom and you know something very early is going on, you're the person most likely is going to notice it. And I've had a lot of moms that, well, they would see something and then they really had to push for answers.
Yes. We are so fortunate. We've had, like I said, he has a wonderful pediatrician, and his therapy team is phenomenal. I'm so thankful and blessed that they have been placed in our path, because they are really doing so much with Luke.
What's the date on travel to South Alabama?
It's February the 3rd.
Okay, so we have a few months before you get that test and find out more. Okay, so we have a while. But then Sunday is a big birthday. You're still having a party, right?
Yes, I'm going to invite a few friends over.
And I imagine you're still going to get some presents. There's no way you're not going to get presents, Nora. You're going to get some presents. You know that, right? I have what they call the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award, and I love to give the Cool Kid Award out to kids like yourself who are thinking beyond themselves and trying to help others, and I'm recognizing you with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. How does that sound?
Fine.
It'll be great. I love being able to do that because you're thinking about other people, and that's what we want to do through the Mark White Show, is recognize little guys like Luke and show where people can help. And if your family needs help after you get the test results and you start to figure out this is the path we're on and it's going to take some financial assistance, then that's where I try to help too. So it's not just doing an interview and finding out all the story, but trying to show where we can help, because there's a problem, we want a solution, right? I mean, we want to be solution people. And when you find out what's going on February the 5th, if we can stay in touch with Stacy or however we do that, to let me know what the family needs moving forward, because it is expensive when you get into, if let's say it's autism and you get into some of the therapies that are offered, it's quite expensive and insurance doesn't cover. As you know, you talked about it earlier with Channel 48, that some of the things, sometimes families aren't covered and there's certain expenses and things that you might look at and say, we really want to do this. And insurance says, we really don't want to pay for that. And then you have to go out yourself and do it. One of the examples is JM from the Shoals area, JM and JM's Journey. And we've helped every year for his special therapy that he gets in North Alabama to help him with autism. And we have seen some great strides in JM because of that treatment, but it's not covered by insurance. So they have to do fundraisers. And I'm always happy to try to help them however we can. And so just know that we're here to help through the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
And Charlie, Dad, you're watching your son grow, and we hope the best for him as he moves forward with his journey. My nephew, Nicholas, who we raised, he's high-functioning autism. I know they don't like to use high-functioning, but he's in college. He's about to graduate college, but very early on, we had some signs that something was different, and we needed to do something. And Nicholas has been able to accomplish a lot of things. And JM, like I mentioned, he's a great example. So, you know, although you're behind, you're seeing some lagging, if you will, in speech and things of that nature, there are things out there that can help to to get him on track. And so I know there's a lot of hope there for your family, and just have to wait for that test and see what happens. Denora, thank you for being such a kind-hearted young lady. You're very special, and your little brother Luke is special too, isn't he?
Yes.
And I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Can we sing happy birthday now?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nora. Happy birthday to you. And Abby loves you too. Oh, Abby wanted up on Nora's lap. You can't see it, but now Abby is all over Mr. Charlie on Nora's lap. This is the mascot. I hope as she grows, she'll be able to handle interviews even better. All right. Thank y'all. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nora.
Thank you.
And thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
We appreciate them joining us here on a very special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment.
When we come back, we'll have an episode of Cora's Corner as she reads Doug the Tug Gets a New Captain. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You're invited to the Logan County Fall Pickers Market October 8th and 9th in Lincoln, Illinois. Cast members from the Little House on the Prairie will be joining us for their special Pickers Market. At the Pickers Market, there'll be antiques, vintage, architectural salvage, fall decor, jewelry and clothing, repurposed finds, original art, handmade crafts, food, and some good old junk. For more information about the Logan County Fall Pickers Market, you can email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. You can also follow Logan County Pickers Market on Facebook.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Doug the Tug Gets a New Captain, written by Captain Doug Edmonds, artwork by Toby Mickle. And now, here's Cora White.
Doug the Tug and his captain were having a great time working in the new harbor. But lately, the captain had been acting differently As the day came to an end, Doug the Tug was moored for the night. And the captain had some big news to tell Doug. "Doug, it is time for me to retire," he said. "I ask you to be as good to the next captain as you have been to me. She is a great captain, and you will like her. I will miss you, Captain. I hope you have a great retirement," Doug said sadly. That night, Doug could not sleep. He thought about what the captain had said. "A woman captain? A woman can't be a tugboat captain." "I will not let this happen," Doug said to himself. The next day, Captain Raven stepped into the boat. "Excited for the adventures that lay ahead? I look forward to many great years of being your captain, Doug," said Captain Raven. Doug grumbled and moaned. Doug acted nastily toward the new captain and would not do as he was told. Captain Raven steered Doug to the port and he went to the starboard. She told Doug to go faster and he went slower. Doug was being stubborn. He would not give Captain Raven a chance to show him how good she was. "I can't believe I have a woman captain," Doug said. Doug was doing everything he could to make things harder for Captain Raven. Do you think Doug will be any nicer to Captain Raven? To find out the rest of the story, go to DougTheTug.com. You can also follow on Facebook at Doug the Tug Book.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by the show and will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I'd love for you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.